My name is Eric Houghton. I'm a member of this congregation. In June of 1991, I traveled with our church's youth leader, Tim Lindquist, and six high school students to Cap Haitien, Haiti. There, I first met Don DeHart. Our group stayed in Haiti nearly a week at the headquarters for With Haiti with Love. We learned many things and worked on several mission projects. There, in the middle of everything, was Don DeHart. He was strong, bold, a bigger-than-life type of man, confident and directive. He led us in constructing a large concrete platform for a power generator. He whipped our inexperienced group into a lean, mean, concrete-making machine. And the kids loved it. We had a chance to watch him at work. He was good with his hands and at building things, but he was also good with the people. He was the doctor and the pharmacist for so many in the neighborhood around the headquarters. He was kind and helpful to the injured and to the hungry. They trusted him. He was a man of prayer. I remember the prayer circles we had at night where we prayed for our group, for the mission, and for the Haitian people. I want to end my remarks with words from John Brockman, another member of our church, who also visited For Haiti with Love later in the late 1990s. Here's John's memory. I recall how Don treated everyone with respect and patience, even those whom he knew to be scoundrels. He was wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. He worked hard and he was tough. He was strongly opinionated and canny. I recall the affection with which the clinic workers presented a meal at the clinic for our small band of visitors. And I remember the great pride with which one of the workers presented to us his two children dressed in their best clothes. Don gave his best efforts and talents to the community, and they responded with the best that was in them. Don loved the Lord Jesus, and he loved the Haitian people. Thanks.